We are here at Swansea Elementary School in North Denver, with I-70 about 100 yards away from the school's front doors. Sitting in the back corner of this parking lot, there's a big white box. And as we walk closer to this big box, we see that on the top there's two strands of barbed wire, and at each corner of the box there's a security camera. So there's a door on one side of this box, and there's a sign that reads Air Monitoring Facility. There's text on the sign, both in English and Spanish, stating that the information collected will contribute to protecting your local community from air pollution. This is the Swansea Air Quality Monitor, or SAM for short. This monitor was designed and deployed to study air quality impacts of Interstate 70, or I-70, which runs through North Denver.
So it is, it's a state-of-the-art monitor that follows all the protocol that the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment uses for all their other monitors around the region, so you can compare apples to apples.
That's Rebecca White, Central 70 Deputy Director of External Programs and Outreach for CDOT, talking about SAM.
It's called SAM, the Swansea Air Quality Monitor. We tried to make it catchy. Didn't really work. We were offering kids free bikes last summer to go learn about the monitor. So if they came to our table, they could enter a lottery for a free bike if they went over and spend 10 minutes learning about the monitor.
Okay.
We got about 10 kids, I think. It's hard.
Yeah.
You know, you're asking people to try to wrap their arms around something which is pretty technical.
Environmental and public health impacts are in focus as Denver starts construction on expanding I-70. The 10-mile-long, $1.2 billion project is the most expensive infrastructure project in Colorado history. The proposed construction will triple I-70's footprint, partially submerge sections of the interstate, and construct a 4-acre park cover. The cover and park are steps taken by CDOT to mitigate air quality and public health impacts on the local community. However, the redevelopment is a flashpoint of conflict between community members and activists on one side and local government officials on the other. The Swansea neighborhood is majority Latino, and residents here report higher levels of asthma and respiratory conditions than other neighborhoods in the Denver area. Environmental justice activists see the proposed project and its impacts as just a new chapter in the same book, where the health and air quality of residents in marginalized communities are sacrificed to support development. Candy Sitabaka is a community organizer who lives and works in the Swansea neighborhood.
Here in Denver, along the I-70 corridor, people have 70% higher rates of asthma, cardiovascular death, cardiovascular disease, cancer, and other respiratory issues. And so the personal stories that we've collected have mostly been from people who experience different respiratory issues or who have had cancers that they believe are related to living next to the highway. And I think that we have to recognize that we have our own black snake right here in Colorado. We have our own cancer alley here in Colorado. And I think that we need to pay attention to things before they become national emergencies. And this project in so many ways has potential to become a national emergency.
Organizers like Candy argue that their experiences and stories of negative health impacts are reasons why the I-70 redevelopment should not go ahead. However, CDOT claims that the current health impacts aren't as severe as community activists say, and that adequate steps are being taken to mitigate the potential effects of the redevelopment. Again, Rebecca from CDOT.
There is definitely a perception in these communities that the air is worse in Elyria, Swansea than it is elsewhere around the metro region. That's not what the data is showing. So far, when we've had that monitor up about a year, it trends very closely with what's going around the rest of the metro area. That's not to be said. There are some that industry in Elyria, Swansea, the UP yard, you've got Suncor not far away, you know, Purina, there is an industrial presence there. But I think CDOT fully recognizes that is the context in which people are approaching the highway. You know, seeing and smelling things and being worried about yet another influencer. So that's been forefront on our minds too, which is why we put that monitor in.
Which brings us back to Sam. From CDOT's perspective, it's just one of a series of well-intentioned efforts to understand the impacts of living next to I-70. But good intentions aside, are efforts like Sam really able to capture the community's lived experiences? Or is it serving to invalidate the everyday realities of those who live in the neighborhood?